Mark Andrews just posted the fewest receiving yards of his career, any season, rookie year included, and drafts still pay tight end 15 for the name on the jersey. The trend under the name is 4 years long and points one direction. This season, all 17 games, 48 catches on 70 targets, 422 yards, 6 touchdowns, 6.3 half PPR points a game, 26 among tight ends per game, 16th in total. Baltimore went 8-9 and missed the playoffs, and the offense that once ran through him ran around him, 4.1 targets a game, against a career peak of 9. He caught 69% of what he was thrown, and Baltimore's 8-9 put it outside the field for the first time since 2021. The career arc reads like a staircase down, 14.6 points a game at the 2021 peak, then 10-3, 11-3, 9-5, 6-3. Three straight per game declines, each steeper. For scale, the peak was 107 catches on 153 targets in 2021, the volume that made him a first-round fantasy pick once upon a time. As recently as 2023, he drew 6 targets a game. Here's the uncomfortable pattern read. For tight ends, targets are the stat that repeats 0.8 correlation year over year across 238 player seasons, and that stickiness is exactly the problem because his targets are the thing that collapsed. The correlation held at 0.72 in the decade's first half across 251 seasons. This is not a recency artifact. The library says next year's volume looks like last year's, and last year's was 4 a game. Meanwhile, 6 touchdowns on 48 catches means better than a quarter of his production came from the least repeatable stat we track. Declining volume held up by touchdown rate is the profile our patterns trust least.
Muffed!
The situation and the honest counterweights. Baltimore extended him December 4th, 3 years, 39 and a quarter million, roughly 26 guaranteed per spot track, which is a team saying out loud it disagrees with the trend line. Then it cleared the room. Isaiah Likely left for the Giants in March, and the Ravens added veteran Durham Smythe and traded up in round 4 for SMU's Matt Hibner, per the team site. The team site itself envisions a Likely type role for the rookie, so the room cleared and then partially refilled. Everything else is new. John Harbaugh's 18-year era ended in January. He's coaching the Giants now. And Baltimore hired Jesse Minter as head coach with Declan Doyle, 29, the league's youngest play caller, running the offense, per the team site and NFL.com. Lamar Jackson opened June minicamp by hitting Andrews 3 times in the first team period, per the Baltimore banner.
The price, TE15 at pick 119 pays for a bounce back toward the old Andrews. That slot assumes starter adjacent production, and the 4 target version of him isn't that. Our verdict, lean overpriced. History leans because volume follows volume, and his has fallen 3 straight years. The caveat spoken, the extension and the empty depth chart are real conviction. If a new offense simply throws him 6 targets a game again, TE15 will look silly. We priced the 4 he actually got, watched September targets against that 4 a game baseline, and his red zone share in an offense with no other proven tight end. First month target share settles whether the December extension was a plan or a courtesy. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.